Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Top trends forecaster Gerald Celente is our guest for this segment, part of the next. In the next segment, I'm going to play the clip of the head of the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. A month after denying Corzine to run off the money, changing his testimony and saying he did know where it went and ordered it. And then we're going to play the clip that Gerald was just mentioning, but we're queuing it up right now to right when Biden says it, that they were talking about a bank holiday with their advisor, Corzine. But we're going to come back to that in a moment. Let's hurry through some of the other top 12 trends, then we'll revisit those clips at the end of the interview. Battlefield America, Gerald.
Economic martial law. They've taken our rights away from us with the National Defense Authorization Act. Everyone that's read it knows it or read the information coming out about it. So my belief is that this system is breaking down and they're ready now to make sure that we don't get out of line. So Battlefield America, here we are. That's what Lindsay, that cracker from North Carolina, South Carolina, calls America, and that's what they're making it. So the battlefield is lining up so that they could instill martial law. And also, very important, Alex, is that these people are not as stupid as we think they are. They know what's going on, and they're just playing a con game to keep us con as they keep moving forward to rip us off more and more and subject us deeper and deeper into their psychopathic sickness.
By the way, it got no attention. Obama signed it Friday, and I did Google searches and couldn't find it. The guys just found it, Politico. It was a minor footnote in an article on Politico with no headline associated with it that Obama signed it. So they even signed it and didn't want the public to know.
Yeah, I didn't know. I didn't know he signed it either.
Yeah, I've got the signing statement right here.
And it never made the major news. It was buried on page A31. In the bottom corner of the toilet paper of record, the New York Times, with a bland headline that mentioned nothing about what this law did.
Wow, but they know they're going to end up devaluing the money and stealing it. And I guess I think the military is going to protect them. What's going to happen when the military's checks don't cash?
Well, you know, the military, though, whatever happens in this country, it's happening like they happen in other third world countries. The military and the police become the enforcers for the criminal crime bosses. They'll steal enough to pay them because they'll get every nickel out of us.
Let's continue into your third trend. Let's get into invasion of the Occupy.
Yes, this is really huge. What's happened with the octopi, as we call it, an octopi, a tentacle creature that's reaching out all over the world. Its strength is that it doesn't have a head to cut off, like a Julian Assange. WikiLeaks is putting out valuable information, but when they cut the head off, the information died. This octopi is a symptom of the war that's going on worldwide. As I said before, when the money stops flowing down to the man on the street, the blood starts flowing in the streets. These octopies are in 80 countries, in 1,200 different cities. They're going to continue. And when you cut off one tentacle, another one grows and the old one regenerates. This is the beginning of that movement, Alex, that may change things in another direction.
Okay, let's race through the other seven or eight points. Climax time, technocrat takeover, repatriate, secession obsession, safe havens, Big Brother Internet, direct versus Fox Democracy, Alternative Energy 2012. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Final segment with Gerald Celente.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
I'm extremely honored to be joined by Bruce Fine. His latest book is American Empire. In fact, we'll put it back up on screen for folks. American Empire Before the Fall. And we certainly are seeing the beginnings of the fall of this empire. He, of course, worked at the U.S. Department of Justice, where he served as Assistant Director of the Office of Legal Policy. He also worked in antitrust. He is a top advisor to many committees in Congress on constitutional law. He's a constitutional lawyer, and he is frequently quoted in the Financial Times of London, New York Times, you name it. And I think his greatest claim to fame is he is the senior policy advisor to Congressman and Dr. Ron Paul, who is now in the lead in Iowa and in Nevada and other key states, and is under an incredible bombardment of disinformation and propaganda from the corrupt establishment on both sides, the left and right, really certifying and signifying he's the real McCoy, not just his sterling constitutional voting record. And Bruce Fine has been an advisor of his for many, many years, has been working hard on the campaign trail with him. So I want to get into what's happening in the incredible police state expansion and also what's happening with Ron Paul. For every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction. And Ron Paul and all the support, I would say, is a manifestation of that. Bruce, thanks for joining us from D.C. What should we get into first, the giant police state power grab or Ron Paul's counter to it?
Well, I think we should get into the power grab first, because that really transcends any individual candidate. It's something that's going to come to haunt the United States, not only today, but in the future, if we survive as a genuine sovereignty that celebrates the Republic. And not only do we have this National Defense Authorization Act that Ron Paul condemned, that crowns the military with authority to detain any of us for life in the United States if the president says we're substantially aiding an associated force of the Taliban to attack coalition forces, a totally open-ended standard that now makes all of our liberties at the whim of the president. And then we have this continuity in government revelation that we discussed earlier, that suspends democracy, suspends the republic in the event of some so-called emergency that the president declares, or whatever standard of emergency is, and basically pits the government against the people. That's an inversion of what the Constitution is about, which says we, the people, are sovereign, not the government. The government is the steward of our liberties, not the grantor of our liberties that are unalienable. And we also know from stories recently that we have surveillance drones on the southwest border, the government claiming they can surveil us from the day we step out, the moment we step out of our house until we go back into our bedroom without any probable cause, without any warrant. That's what's being made as a claim in the United States Supreme Court. We're using predator drones to kill people based upon secret evidence and secret law that the president says he can't disclose. There's no post-mortem. There's no way to hold anyone accountable for these assassinations that remind me of the Gulag archipelago of Solzhenitsyn, during the Soviet days. And it never ends. Always more encroachment on liberty. Always more encroachment on privacy and this futile quest for so-called absolute risk-free existence, which is a guarantee of simply detaining and arresting everyone on the theory that we're not all Saints. A truly horrifying, I think, development. And the incredible thing is there's so little resistance. Rand Paul voted against these kinds of bills in the Senate, but it's really a handful overall. Only 13 senators out of 100 oppose this tyrannical rule. Ron Paul himself, I think, is the one person standing as a beacon there, recognizing and willing, unlike all the other candidates, to argue against this police state that makes safety as opposed to liberty and freedom the touchstone of the country, even though the safety really is an illusion. Because when you create a belief that all citizens are disloyal, it'll create cynicism and a sense that the government then becomes illegitimate. And the greatest strength any country has is the elite and loyalty of its people. That's the greatest strength, and not the weapons, not
well,
the
guns,
things of that sort.
Certainly. I mean, in the last few decades, the military-industrial complex, the big crony capitalist, non-free market megabanks, they've tried to keep the velvet glove on the iron fist, but now, because Congress for now, 2 years, has had a 9% approval rating, even liberals, big government people say they fear big government more than, you know, the free market and corporations now. So there is an awakening, so I think the system is just dispensing with even the ceremony now. I mean, we were talking about this before we went live here. This was on the White House website 2 weeks ago. Strategic implementation for plan for empowering local partners to prevent violent extremism in the United States. And it's a federal announcement saying domestic terror is number one threat and speech criticizing the government. There's bizarre quotes in here. Is aiding terror, and there's a President Obama quote in here where he says, I'll read it, as a government, we are working to prevent all types of extremism. So now terrorism is extremism that leads to violence. Oh, see, the extremism, the talk leads to violence, regardless of who inspires it. And they go on to say, we're now worried about domestic groups, mainly right wing. Quote, At the same time, countering al-Qaeda's violent ideology is one part of the comprehensive strategy to defeat al-Qaeda. Over the past 2.5 years, more key al-Qaeda leaders, including Osama bin Laden, have been eliminated or in rapid succession than any time since September 11th. We have strengthened homeland security and improved information sharing thanks to coordinated intelligence and law enforcement. Numerous terrorist plots have been thwarted, saving many American lives. And then they go on to say extremism, extreme talk is now aiding al-Qaeda. And so it makes this bridge. And if you read deeper into this, that they're going to, you know, use the NDAA, the military, basically against the American people. And as we know with the MIAC and Homeland Security reports that law enforcement sent me 3 years ago, none of this has to do with foreign threats or al-Qaeda and all this talk. It's always about Tea Partiers, Ron Paul, Bob Barr, constitutionalists. I mean, what does this signify as a constitutional lawyer and expert?
Well, it shows that the Constitution has been vandalized by the government, and the government needs to be held accountable. And it turns, I say, the idea of the republic on its head. The glory of a republic is liberty. The individual is the center of our constitutional solar system. In an empire, what we've got today, big government encroaching on all of our liberties is the earmark, and dominion and domination is the so-called glory of an empire. So we're so far away from the Constitution as it was drafted and understood and celebrated 220 years ago, that we might as well be King George III. The President of the United States at present enjoys more authority than King George, who we overthrew because of his tyrannical powers in 1776. That is where we are. The Constitution has been so defaced, it's been so warped to just empower the government to encroach and stamp and destroy our liberties. And now when they're suggesting freedom of speech, the freedom to criticize the government, which should be welcome since the government errs so often they need instruction rather than echo chambers, is now being made suspect. And indeed, we had the situation when the Patriot Act was passed shortly after 9/11 where the then Attorney General said anybody who criticized the Patriot Act was aiding and abetting the enemy. You know, it's this delusion that causes President Obama to say he doesn't understand why people in Afghanistan or Pakistan are trying to kill our soldiers just because we're trying to shoot them, you know? Maybe it's because if we stop shooting them, then they wouldn't be protesting with violence. And maybe if the government obeyed the Constitution, they wouldn't get the extreme speech. And I don't want to suggest that we're at the precipice of justifying, you know, violent revolution. But we never should forget that in that Declaration of Independence that Thomas Jefferson wrote and all of our founding fathers subscribed to, it says, when a government evinces a consistent train of action that displays an intent to reduce us to vassals, there's not only a right, a duty to change and overthrow the government and to supply a new dispensation that will protect our liberties. And the government's got to recognize you cannot continue to try to oppress all of our opportunities to speak and to argue and to display total and complete opposition to what we think are vandalizations of our constitutional rights and expect to retain power. One of the things that I think is most unfortunate because of the historical ways in which it was, in some respects, was discredited, we need to go to the impeachment power. You know, Congress needs to stand up to the plate. The members should be impeached themselves if they're not honoring the Constitution, and any president of the United States who says that he can use the military to arrest us because he says that he suspects we're substantially aiding Al-Qaeda or Taliban, we don't have a right to rebut it. There's no trial. There's no accusation. We just get to rot.
Yeah, why would Congress
should not stay?
There's several questions here, but it's all intriguing and is the big issue of the day. Why would the Congress try to give the president the power of a dictator?
You don't need me to tell you that humanity is in a deep crisis. Everyone can feel it. We know a tectonic struggle is now taking place between the forces of freedom and those who love darkness, bondage, and enslavement. Yes, my friends, evil is rising. But take heart. For every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. Recently, New World Order operative Hillary Clinton admitted they're losing the info war.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
The globalists are scared. They've overreached. The future of the info war is in your hands. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Download the thousands of special video reports, ebooks, and more, and get them out to everyone you know. Continue to spread the word about the broadcast on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and every other globalist propaganda platform. We are going to use their system against them. The info war now goes into high gear.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar power generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com for more information. That's mysolarbackup.com, or call 877-327-0365.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why? When you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquid flavors at LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning: e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Ron Paul, the congressman, the presidential candidate, was on my radio show last Tuesday. And the video of it's gone around the web. It's been seen millions of times. It's radio/TV. And he said basically what you've said, but he said the NDAA, the National Defense Authorization Act, establishes martial law in this country. And that's what Jonathan Turley said. That's what basically what you've said. And literally more than 200, if you go to Google News and type in Ron Paul Alex Jones from that interview, more than 200 newspapers, CBS, ABC TV, basically said Ron Paul's an extremist and dangerous, and groups said that's why he's being kicked out of the upcoming debate. This shows why he's so off track. Meanwhile, it's all over the news that they're putting military on the streets in Illinois and Louisiana. It's on CNN 2 days ago. They're calling for troops to stop crime. The TSA setting up checkpoints now on highways in Tennessee and other areas. This is all happening. They're saying they're going to do this, and then Ron Paul says, look, the emperor wears no clothes, and they howl that he's nuts. I mean, this is a weird paradox where everything you've warned about, he's warned about, others have warned about for decades, is now manifesting, and they're separately pushing military on the streets, but then saying Ron Paul's crazy because he doesn't want it, because it doesn't exist. I mean, what is this?
Well, it's what Samuel Taylor Coleridge called a temporary suspension of disbelief. It's really Orwellian is the only word I can think of it. You know, call Ron Paul an extremist for defending and honoring the Constitution of the United States, and the non-extremists are the ones who are in favor of destroying the rule of law and imposing a government that we overthrew 220-some years ago called Great Britain with a monarch? I mean, it's hard to even have words to describe, you know, the absurdity of the characterization. Ron is the one who would have been there at the Battle of Bunker Hill. You know, these guys would have all been with the Tories and with the king. And it is an example, however, that those who are in power don't want to yield it. And power corrupts absolutely. And you indicated, well, why has Congress crowned the president with such overwhelming authority? I say it's because Congress has become the invertebrate branch of government. And it wants to surrender all authority to the president because it doesn't want to be held accountable for anything. They feel they have cushy jobs. They get the money to come, you know, to pay them their campaign expenses. And they'll sit there and act like they're in a movie. And they enjoy the momentary thrill of getting on television or radio from time to time. But they do not want accountability. They want to run away from accountability. That's why every time you come to a crunch where you're going to have to decide whether you're really going to cut government back, what is Congress do? Kick the ball down the road. 2 months, 6 months, 7 months, but never actually doing anything other than postponing today. It's like a little kid procrastinating. And that's the one element I believe the founding fathers were just stunned. They didn't think a branch would surrender power. But I think the reason why they misconceived how this has evolved here in 2011 is that the political parties have replaced the Constitution as the source of the allegiance of these members of Congress. They believe they're Democrats or Republicans, Dallas Cowboys, Washington Redskins, or New Orleans Saints, but they're not American. No, it's just their side, and they play like this is really just a game. It's not for the people of the United States, and that's why, hey, as long as their guy's in power, hey, give them all the power that you want, because that'll help you in the next election cycle, and it happens on both sides. And we've got to get rid of that idea. There's only one oath that members of Congress take. That's to the Constitution of the United States. They do not take an oath to the Republicans or Democrats or the president. The Constitution alone.
Let me go back to this question. I want to get into Ron Paul briefly before you got to go. I know you're very busy, sir. You're heading up a lot of the campaign policies and things and supporting Congressman Paul. But, Bruce, looking at this, and, I mean, really working in government, being around these people for decades, studying it, why are they moving so quickly? I mean, even I am shocked by the speed of it, and I've been seeing this develop for a while. People said, oh, you're being extreme. But now it's moving faster than I even thought. And I'm instead of getting chills once a week of concern, I'm getting them every 30 seconds. I mean, I can feel the tyranny rising, not just see it. I can, you know, intellectually it's right there, but also in my gut. Why is the system moving at light speed towards total despotism, classical, naked, on fire, North Korean style, you know, Kim Jong-il is God, Obama is God, anybody who doesn't like it's an enemy. What is driving this?
Well, it's a unique and curious feature of empire that as actual danger diminishes, the sense of crisis climbs. And there becomes this idea that, oh, we're super powerful, we're big government, there should be no risk at all. We need to control everything that moves, even though the genuine danger is close to zero. And that's just in the human species. When you give someone uncontrolled, unlimited power, they want to destroy any element of risk or contingency whatsoever. And they do that by exerting authority. Police, military, courts, money, or otherwise, taxation, regulation, or something like that. And that's what, that is what you would call the pathology of empire. This is crazy. Take a look, Alex, at this NDAA. When does it pass? 10 years after 9/11. 9/11, we had some fog. We didn't know whether Al-Qaeda penetrated the country. Now, we know how insignificant they are. They're international criminal thugs, but there are 50 of them in Afghanistan, and there are no cells in the United States. So why are we creating this draconian authority 10 years after we know it's irrelevant? And also think of this, Alex. There were no congressional hearings on the NDA. Not one. It emerged out of the Senate Armed Services Committee, Lindsey Graham, John McCain. It didn't go to judiciary. It didn't go to intelligence. There was not a single congressional finding that any of these authorities were necessary to make us safe. It just appeared. So you have to ask, you know, this is really...
Well, that's like the Super Congress, where this committee of 12, when the president is the 13th, you know, I guess Merovingian leader or whatever, they just come up with a policy, and then you can up or down vote it, and then it kicks back if you don't. But what do you make, then, of all these moves towards Iran? I mean, is that just another desperate way to try to make themselves be the heroes of the people, claiming they're knocking out some new threat?
Well, absolutely. You can. The drumbeats are already there. The Secretary of Defense, Panetta, had said just a couple days ago on CBS News, oh, less than a year, Iran will certainly have a nuclear weapon, and that is simply not acceptable. So he's trying to already create the justification for going to war. And then I asked, well, you know, Mr. Panetta, I was alive at the Cuban Missile Crisis. We have a retaliatory capacity that could incinerate Iran or then the Soviet Union. Doesn't deterrence work? It worked against the Soviets. It had huge number of missiles. And when you talk about, well, Iran is the only people in the history of the world, deterrence doesn't work. They all crave self-destruction. I said, well, is that true? This Islamic regime, as zany and erratic as it is, they did release our hostages after a long, prolonged negotiations. They didn't go to war. They ended the war with Saddam Hussein over Iraq. They negotiated reparations when we shot down a plane by USS Vincennes.
And they've now accepted Israel, the U.S., and England launching covert strikes, including now it's coming out, aircraft covert bombings, missile bases, you name it. They've even put up with that, and it's clear the West's strategy is to poke them until they do something.
Yeah, including assassinating their scientists. So they're like, you know, listen, North Korea engages in rational, you know, behavior as well, even though it's got crazy leaders there. So deterrence works. So why are we going in there? And it's not to encourage proliferation. No, I'm not happy Pakistan has a nuclear weapon. I'm not happy North Korea has a nuclear weapon. I'm not happy their nuclear weapons at all. But we have to deal with reality out there. Yep. And deterrence is the way you prevent this from being used in a reckless way. There's only one country in the world that's ever actually used nuclear weapons. It's called the United States of America.
As we age, we lose both strength and muscle mass. Undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows is nature's most powerful food to gain back lost muscle. Virtually all whey protein powders or drinks have been damaged during processing or are high in sugar. This damaged whey causes a significant loss in the ability of the body to build new muscle proteins. The high sugar content will stop all the benefits of your growth hormone from causing muscle repair. By giving your body easily absorbed, undamaged whey, free of added sugar, you may be able to gain back lost muscle and strength. One World Whey is truly undamaged whey protein powder free of added sugar. Both young and elderly are reporting increases in muscle strength and size without any additional exercise. Go to oneworldwhey.com, that's oneworldwhey.com, to read or hear some impressive testimonies to this effect. Or call 888-988-3325, that's 888-988-3325.
Warning, the unprepared may not survive the next natural disaster, terrorist attack, pandemic, or economic collapse. In light of recent global unrest and natural disasters, we bring you this urgent message from David Morris, author of the acclaimed Urban Survival Course. Because this message is urgent, we won't waste time on the why you should act now. You already know why. It's the very real and growing dangers reported in the media every day. Now it's the what you must do. Go to freesurvivalminicourse.com and claim your free Urban Survival Minicourse that will prepare you right in your own home. Today, David Morris is offering you instant access to a 7-part urban survival mini course at freesurvivalminicourse.com. You should already be at your keyboard. Enough talk. Act now while you still have time and while it's still free. freesurvivalminicourse.com. freesurvivalminicourse.com. Or call 800-366-5138. 800-366-5138. You'll be glad you did.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA, from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Joined by Republican frontrunner, presidential candidate Ron Paul. Even mainstream media admits he's in second, third, and in some cases first place. And, of course, in national polls, he's the only person who can beat President Obama. And he joins us today. Congressman, thank you for coming on.
Thank you, Alex. Good to be with you again.
It's good to have you with us. There is so much happening. I've got a lot of questions. But what is most important, Congressman, right now on your radar?
Well, it's continuing to do what I've been doing. You know, a lot of people say, well, what's your strategy? What are you going to do differently? And you know me well enough that probably the last 30 years, especially the last 10 years since we've known each other, I do the same thing over and over again, but I try to improve not only the delivery, but the message always stays the same. But we get better organized. So we'll continue to do that. But the next, I mean, the big thing now is these next 3 weeks. I mean, you know how much energy we put into Iowa and New Hampshire because, you know, it offers an opportunity. It's a smaller state, and you can meet a lot of people, and you can do direct mail. So we've done our very, very best. We think we're in a good position, but we're going to work right up until, you know, the caucuses occur on the 3rd, and then, of course, the primary in New Hampshire on the 10th. But it's unbelievable how much volunteer work we're getting, and there's so much work going on outside of the campaign. It's so fantastic. So I believe that could be our secret weapon, that nobody measures the amount of activity going on outside the campaign. But we're going to continue to do exactly what we're doing with a lot more energy.
And they continue to try to sell this mind game or this self-fulfilling prophecy that even though he wins all these straw polls and even though he's always a top-tier candidate, you still can't have him. But I think that hoax is really beginning to backfire on them.
Yeah, I don't know how long they can get away with. You know, if Newt wins Iowa, you know, he's the shoe-in for the whole nomination. If I win, it's a total fluke, and I'm just a troublemaker and a spoiler. But we still have to prove ourselves under the circumstances of the disadvantages with the mainstream media. But we know where we stand. We know what we have to overcome. And I think we're doing a very good job on this. And no matter how they spin it, there's a limit to how much they can spin it. You know, even when they give me 90 seconds, actually, we've been able to turn that around and turn it into a positive. When you see guys like John Stewart and others, you know, just mocking, you know, the unfairness of the system. So we have to keep plugging along. That's all.
They've tried to ignore you. Now that's failing. The attacks are beginning. Do you think that it's going to do the same thing again and boomerang back on them because the mainstream media and political system is so discredited?
Yeah, I think so. And, you know, in a way, even though, you know, the kingmakers and the mainstream media and the establishment people are gunning, you know, the other candidates, have you noticed that they're a little less aggressive? They're more aggressive against each other than they are against me because I think they know the significance of the number of people, and they're not going out of their way to offend. They say, oh, there's just a couple percent. There's 7 or 8%. But they're being a lot more cautious because they know our percentages are much higher and we can play a significant role, and they're being a little more cautious at least.
If you were to, you know, go after Obama more, pretty much run against Obama, transcend the other Republican minions and point out, as you have, that they're basically just rhino Republican versions of that, and point out that you pointed out the real problems and are the only candidate that has any shot at trying to turn the ship around.
Well, actually, I think that is good strategy because I wish we had more polling, honest polling, with my name against Obama because, you know, we appeal to a lot of independents and even some of the more sensible and honest liberals, you know, the progressives that are anti-war. So I think what you're suggesting is very good, and I would have to admit I don't do enough of that. And it's a mixed bag. Politically, I think that is very, very good, and he deserves it, and that's who ultimately you have to run against. But in the primary, I'm not running against him. And I also like to be as upfront as possible, you know, when it comes to analyzing our tragedies and the foreign policy and monetary policy and the economic foolhardiness of it. And, you know, they've been going on for a long time, and it's both parties, but I should at least be more bipartisan and condemn Obama just as much as I criticize some of the things Republicans have done over the years as well.
Look at Mitt Romney, his voting record, Obamacare. He is a Republican Obama. Vote in another Obama. Or look at Newt Gingrich. He's for carbon taxes, Obamacare-style stuff. He is another Obama. And so basically, A, it's a vote for Obama because neither one of those guys is going to beat Obama. But B, it's a vote for Obama because they're just clones of him, just with a little bit different rhetoric. I think that is the secret weapon, Congressman.
Yeah. And I got a little bit of that in, but probably not as sharp as I could have or what you might have done. But, you know, in the debate the other night, I said the two of them are totally on the defensive. They're defending their record. I mean, how can they lead our party if they're defending themselves for not being, you know, for having been like Obama all along? So that is the big issue. And I think probably, you know, Gingrich has been pretty aggressive in that light. So maybe that's one of the reasons he got bumped up a bit. So that's not a bad advice at all.
RonPaul2012.com. It is absolutely essential. Obviously, everybody go out and get ready to try to be delegates. Everybody hit the ground in Iowa. I know I have family who's actually gone to Iowa. So there is a massive grassroots operation. All the different ways people can get involved are at RonPaul2012.com. I want to go back to the campaign here in a moment, sir, but they've obviously tried to keep you with 89 seconds in the CBS debate and other places from actually talking about the real issues. And instead, they'll ask you, what do you think of Newt? What do you think of Mitt? So they can basically still give you time and not get caught censoring you, but they still censor you in another way. What do you have to say about that?
Well, I mean, that's been ongoing, and I've lived with that for a long time. I have to be on guard for it, but and try to distract them from it. But that's ultimately their goal, is to make a subtle, if not blunt, assumption that, well, you can't win, and therefore we shouldn't pay a whole lot of attention to you. But the only way we can ultimately overcome that is success in Iowa. You know, as a beginning point, you know, if we do really well there, they're going to have a lot harder time doing that to us.
I saw the Republicans here in Austin are going to protest Eric Holder, the attorney general, today because he wants the UN to oversee our elections. And I agree, that's certainly out of control and treasonous. But this is a guy caught perjuring himself, and the memos CBS released last week show that they said they were going to blame the guns in Mexico on the Second Amendment. Is that not a form of false flag against our most basic of rights, sir? And what would you do, President, to people like Eric Holder?
Well, he should be immediately fired, and then there should be an investigation and find out if charges should be made. And that's obviously over the top. And all these kind of sting operations and false flag, this is criminal. And I think they do it constantly. I think they were doing that when there was this so-called attempt to kill the Saudi or the Iranian ambassador. You know, that kind of stuff is just way too much. But no, they should be investigating. And you know, that's one thing I think the government House committee is doing a pretty good job at investigating that. But I don't know whether charges will be made, but he deserves to have charges, you know, up against him.
Well said, and you got it right the first time. The claim of the used car sales wanting to kill the Saudi ambassador, and even mainstream media had to admit that was totally phony and a pretext to attack Iran.
Yeah, that was the real excuse to blame it on them, and we know that is you know, I just wonder about that, whether that guy will ever get tried, because if he does, maybe the truth will come out. And sometimes they won't try these people because they don't want the truth to come out. So it's just another propaganda stunt, as far as I'm concerned.
Now they want to go after Syria. It's now admitted the U.S., Israel, and others are staging giant military attacks inside Iran. What do you make of Congress not being consulted on that?
Well, unfortunately, that's been happening for a long time, and Congress is just totally negligent on this. And, you know, the other night when they were talking about this in the debates, you know, on what the president's responsibility is when they, you know, shoot down or are able to get one of our drones. And the argument was, should we go in and get it, or should we just go in and destroy it? And I tried to get attention on that. My suggestion would be, why don't we avoid it by not sending drones over a sovereign nation just looking for a problem to start another war? I mean, they never talked about, you know, the lack of wisdom of having been over there and losing a drone over a foreign nation, which we consider an enemy. I just think that is it's a reflection of a policy that has to be changed.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Jason Lewis here. With the holidays just around the corner, be sure to consider the greatest gift you can give to your friends and family. peace of mind. That's why I choose WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna, savory stroganoff, and pasta alfredo that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life. And they're ready to eat in minutes. Simply add hot water. Request a free entree sample today at WiseFoodStorage.com. And for a limited time, get free shipping and 10% off of your order. That's right, a free entree, free shipping, and 10% off any order. Just use promo code Lewis. Call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947. Or visit wisefoodstorage.com. That's Wise, W-I-S-E, foodstorage.com. Gourmet emergency food at the best price and the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love this holiday season.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with 4 of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
We are under chemical and biological attack. The scientific dictatorship sought to not only overthrow nation states, but to destroy the family and the human species itself. All of us are under attack. The global technocrats launch their assaults through covert means, through our water and food supplies, as well as household items, food packaging, prescription and over-the-counter drugs. All of these systems used to deliver their covert Trojan horse payloads of control. If we are unsuccessful in stopping these technocratic madmen, humanity as we know it is a thing of the past. The report that you are about to see documents this horrific fact in detail. What you do with the information is up to you. You have been warned. The information that you are about to see and hear is some of the most important info that you will ever witness in your life. I can say that unequivocally. And I am begging you, for the sake of you and your family and for our human family, to please take notes, to check the different documents and news articles that we're going to show you here today, and prove to yourself that we're telling you the truth. In fact, we're only scratching the surface. There is a private global corporate government now operating in the open that is based on the quack science of eugenics.
and to put that in a pop culture context or something the general public will understand, Hitler was a eugenicist. And he got his ideas from scientists in England and the United States. Now, the robber barons like the Rockefellers that funded Hitler early on and the Kaiser Wilhelm Institute still control this nation and much of the world today. And the entire development of modern sciences through large tax-free foundations and government funding and DARPA that President Eisenhower warned us about has been in the direction of basically creating an artificial habitat, an artificial system where the scientific dictators, or the technocrats as they call themselves, play God over us and manipulate us. They see us as lab rats, as guinea pigs. Now, in the last decade, I've talked a lot about eugenics, really for more than 16 years on air, but intensely for 10 years or more. And in the different documents that we're going to show you here, we found the UN documents, the Planned Parenthood documents, the World Population Organization documents, where they openly discussed breaking up the family, getting rid of the, quote, arcane institution so they could have their international collectivist system, shutting down all competition against the ultra-rich. That is the system that we face as a society. And I'm going to go over some of those documents. But up front, I want to just say this. The system is scared to death of this information. 3 years ago, they had a bunch of different George Soros-affiliated and Democratic Party-affiliated groups come out against me and really simplify straw man that they built and go after me by saying, Alex Jones says the government is putting chemicals in your food and water to make you gay. What I had actually said was, bisphenol A alone that's in thousands of plastic products, printer ink, you name it, is lowering male fertility, is a estrogen mimicker, and is feminizing boys and men and hyperfeminizing women, and has been linked in major studies to breast cancer and other cancers. It is devastating our society, and these hormonal disruptors are actually running off into the lakes, streams, and rivers and confusing the sexual reproduction of nutria rats, rodents, fish, turtles, you name it. This is a toxic waste, and it is added to our water, it is added to our food, it is added through the plastics that are in almost everything to our daily lives to reduce our fertility. Now, I want to show you first this document. This is from Planned Parenthood to the president of the Population Council that was tied in with the United Nations. And in it, they break down in 1969 plans to lower population and destroy the family. A, postpone or avoid marriage. B, alter image of ideal family size. Demonize having more than one child. Compulsory education of children. They mean brainwashing. Now listen to this one. Encourage increased homosexuality. Here's another one. Educate for family limitation. Fertility control agents in water supply. And the current White House science czar, John B. Holdren, is on record in multiple books calling for this as well. And I got news for you. It's going on now. You are being forcibly drugged with toxic chemicals. Hundreds of them are added to the water supply, including radioactive isotopes, not just sodium fluoride, that gives you a sevenfold increase in cancer. They have gone absolutely ape over the fact that I'm talking about this, because it hits at the core of how these scientists are playing God. Okay? This is not saying that people in the Roman times, some of them weren't gay or whatever. This is not about a moral issue. This is about to reduce population, giving men estrogen mimickers so that they're not attracted to women and so they're less fertile or infertile. But on the other side, it's making girls go into puberty at 9, 10 years old, many of them now at 5. I've seen some articles as young as 3. This is all over the Western world. The United States has the highest cancer rates, especially in women and breast cancer. It basically accelerates the aging process to simplify it. It does a bunch of other horrible things as well. It causes deformities in utero, causes more abortions, women to have miscarriages. And that's what this document gets into. It says compulsory abortion for out-of-wedlock pregnancies, compulsory sterilization of all who have had two children. What do you see in China? Our government went over there in the 70s, made a deal with the U.S. government and the U.N. to industrialize China and finance them if they do this. And now I see articles where they have forced abortions, where they're arresting people or taking their property if they have more children than the state says they can have. China is the model of the world. Break out of this matrix. Realize that you live in a controlled society and an artificially constructed civilization that is designed to dehumanize you and strip you of what it is to be a human. Taking over our very reproductive process, chemically altering men and women at an early age and even in utero. And what happens when I point this out? How does the establishment, the mainstream media, these corporate dinosaur mercenaries of propaganda, these prostitutes, how do they respond? Same way they've done for years. Last week, there were articles in CBS News, ABC News, you name it, attacking myself and Ron Paul, saying Ron Paul goes on Alex Jones's show, and Alex Jones says the government's putting chemicals in your food and water to make you gay. You see, they know people are reading that, and so they take all this research and they just turn it into, Alex says they want to make you gay. Look, Ron Paul goes on their show. But what I've really shown here is this is being done to reduce fertility, to increase cancer, and to destroy our normal gender roles. You're taking people's choices to have children away. You're taking people's choices to choose their sexual preference away. You know, they spin it and say you're born this way. Certainly there's different variants of it. Some of it is natural, but they're artificially adding chemicals that are making rats be confused about their gender, male and female. You're being chemically altered. Here are the documents. Here's the White House science are calling for adding stuff to the water. And their answer is, oh, Alex doesn't like gay people. That has nothing to do with this. This is about science and being manipulated by a technocracy that's playing God. The Centers for Disease Control has come out after public pressure and after scientific pressure and admitted that what's in the printer ink and the receipt ink and on the money and in thousands of products, TV dinners, you name it, toilet paper that people are touching is an estrogen mimicker and was chosen out of thousands of different varieties to be a chemical in the environment to reduce fertility and to basically turn men into servile creatures. The globalists just want to subdue the population so they can engage in chemical and biological warfare against us. Our water, our food, it's all being manipulated. And it's admitted now that the majority of water supplies in the U.S. have high levels of Prozac, high levels of female hormones, high levels of hundreds and hundreds of other chemicals that are, quote, runoff. The problem is I've seen the major studies. In some cases, this stuff is 200, 300, 400 times higher than it could be from sewage runoff. It's being added to the water. There's a reason the American people and the people of Western Europe will put up with such incredible tyranny. It's because we've been chemically and biologically manipulated. And you find out what it's doing to people. It is mind-boggling. This is a holocaust.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you own an Apple iPhone and love to listen to your favorite programs on GCN, I've got good news for you. I'm proud to announce that GCN has a brand new iPhone app available for our dedicated listeners at GCNlive.com. Listen to your favorite hard-hitting GCN programs live or on demand right on your iPhone. And the best part? The GCN iPhone app can be yours absolutely free. Download the iPhone app today by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns, call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.